Japan, South Korea, and Russia advance crypto rules in 1 week. Three of Asia's larger economies moved on crypto policy in the same week, according to Wu Blockchain's regional news roundup published July 19, 2026. Japan reclassified digital assets as financial products. South Korea outlined plans for tokenized treasury pilots. Russia opened stablecoin trading in USDT and USDC to qualified investors. The moves come from different political and economic starting points, but each pushes crypto further inside a formal regulatory perimeter rather than leaving it at the edge. The market backdrop was quiet. Bitcoin traded at $64,531, up 0.8% on the day, with Ether at 1874, up 1.7%, and the Fear and Greed Index at 35 in fear territory as of July 19, 2026. Regulatory recognition rarely moves price on the day it lands. Its effect shows up later in what products can legally launch and who is allowed to hold them. Japan folds crypto into securities. Style oversight. Japan's decision to treat digital assets as financial products is the most consequential of the three. Reclassification under a financial instruments framework changes the legal category crypto sits in, which in turn governs disclosure rules, investor protections, and the path for products like a spot Bitcoin exchange-traded fund. It also reshapes how gains are taxed. We covered the mechanics of this shift when the underlying bill first advanced, including the move toward a flat 20% tax treatment that would replace Japan's older progressive rate on crypto income. For holders in Japan, the practical read is that crypto is being pulled onto the same shelf as regulated securities. That tends to widen institutional access and narrow the gray zones at the cost of tighter reporting. South Korea builds on-chain public debt. South Korea's tokenized treasury plan fits a pattern the country has been building for months. Seoul has already moved to tokenize government bonds on the Bank of Korea's central bank digital currency rails and floated counting crypto as national wealth. A treasury pilot extends that work into short-dated government paper, the instrument most institutions use for cash management. Tokenized treasuries matter because they are the least speculative on-chain asset a regulator can start with. They carry sovereign credit, pay a known yield, and settle in units the state already issues. That makes them a low controversy testing ground for the settlement and custody plumbing that riskier tokenized assets would later use. South Korea has been unusually willing to run these experiments through official channels rather than leaving them to private venues. Russia opens a narrow stablecoin door. Russia's step is the most gated. Opening USDT and USDC trading to qualified investors is not a retail liberalization. Qualified investor status in Russia carries asset and income thresholds that exclude most individuals, so the near-term effect is confined to a professional segment. Dollar-pegged stablecoin access still carries weight in a sanctioned economy, where USDT already functions as a workaround for dollar exposure, a dynamic we have tracked in markets like Venezuela, where stablecoin volume rivals oil. The signal in Russia is that the state is choosing to bring some of that activity onto supervised rails it can monitor, rather than pretending it does not happen. Three motives. One direction. The three announcements do not share a cause. Japan is chasing a compliant ETF and tax clarity. South Korea is modernizing public market infrastructure. Russia is managing dollar access under sanctions. Reading them as a coordinated block would overstate the case. What they share is a direction. Each government is defining crypto in law rather than tolerating it in silence. For anyone who spends or holds crypto across borders, formal recognition cuts both ways. Clearer rules make it easier for regulated card issuers, exchanges, and custodians to operate in a market, which usually expands the menu of crypto cards and spending options available locally. The same rules also raise reporting and tax obligations and can add friction, as Russia's qualified investor gate shows. Recognition is not the same as open access. Wu Blockchain's roundup also flagged Coinbase opening registration for Chinese users and Bybit launching in Indonesia, both consistent with the same theme of exchanges pushing into markets as legal frameworks firm up. Each is worth watching on its own, but the through line this week is regulatory formalization across the region.